Israel has approved building permits for 300 settler units in the West Bank amid international outrage over Tel Aviv's settlement expansions. According to Israeli media, the settler units will be in 8 buildings in the neighborhood of Gilo in southern Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Reports say the construction work has already begun. Tel Aviv is seeking to change the demographics of Al-Quds as it claims the holy city in its entirety. Palestinians consider Al-Quds as their future capital. The election of Donald Trump as the U.S. president in 2016 and his recent decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital have emboldened Israel to further expand its settlement activities. Political commentator Kamal Hawash blames the U.S. for emboldening Israel to do whatever it desires.
23rd of December, only 2 days ago, marked the first anniversary of a United Nations resolution, which has the number of 2334, which was passed specifically to reiterate the fact that all settlements are illegal, whether they're in East Jerusalem, in the Golan Heights, in the West Bank, wherever they are illegal. They are against international law, and Israel moving its settlers into these areas is a war crime. And this is something the Palestinian Authority should be now expediting with the International Criminal Court. Coming in the aftermath of Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, this just shows you that the United States takes action that emboldens Israel to carry on doing anything it wants, whether it's abducting a child like Ahed Tamimi in the night, whether it's taking more prisoners, whether it's killing people protesting peacefully in Gaza. It just emboldens it. That's what comes from the U.S. decision.